News Team coverage. 94.9 WSJM News Now.
This is the WSJM News Week Interview Podcast for July 14th, 2017. We're going to start national today. Two Democratic lawmakers in the U.S. House introducing articles of impeachment against President Trump. In a statement released Wednesday, Congressman Brad Sherman of California accuses Mr. Trump of high crimes and misdemeanors. He points to the emails released by Donald Trump Jr. as evidence. Sherman says this decision is not about politics.
We need to move forward with a new president who respects the Constitution and the rule of law, even though that's not in the interest of my party, because Mike Pence will be a competent advocate for all the wrong policies.
Article is co-sponsored by Congressman Al Green of Texas. Visiting France, President Trump did make his first public comments about the revelations that his son met with a Russian lawyer during the presidential campaign. ABC's Cecilia Vega has more for us from Paris.
A ceremonial welcome in Paris, but the president's Bastille Day getaway overshadowed by questions about why his eldest son met with a woman whom he was told was a Russian government lawyer.
It's called opposition research, or even research into your opponent.
But in those emails, it was crystal clear. Don Jr. agreed to meet with a, quote, Russian government attorney who he was told had incriminating information on Hillary Clinton. Information described to Don Jr. as part of Russia and its government support for Mr. Trump.
A new health care plan unveiled in the U.S. Senate on Thursday, but there are questions whether or not it'll be popular enough with Republicans to actually even make it to a vote.
The latest changes to the health care bill appear to at least get one previous no on board. Following the last version, 10 GOP senators came out against the legislation by adding in parts of the Ted Cruz amendment that allows more bare-bones policies. The majority leader shored up Cruz's support. But at the same time, Susan Collins is still a no, citing the deep cuts to Medicaid. And Rand Paul, also a no, because he said the bill still doesn't go far enough in the repeal. Serena Marshall, ABC News, Capitol Hill.
A solemn night in St. Joseph on Tuesday, the one-year anniversary of the Berrien County Courthouse shootings, marked with a memorial walk. Court security officers Joe Zangara and Ron Kinzel, who were killed in the shootings, were saluted at the Law Enforcement Memorial in St. Joe after a walk from the courthouse. One of the event organizers, Greta Volkenstein, tells us that she wanted police, court workers, and the families of the fallen officers to hear a clear message.
We just did it to show the courthouse employees and the families of Ron and Joe and the local law enforcement how much we appreciate them and love them and support them as a community. And we know that they've had a really difficult year, and it's been tragic for a lot of people.
Hundreds took part in the march. Judge Gary Brew spoke at the vigil, says he thinks about the courthouse shootings every single day. He also remembered Zangaro and Kinzel as wonderful public servants. Red Arrow Highway between U.S. 12 and Union Pier now officially dedicated as the Trooper Charles Stark and Trooper Gary Rampe Memorial Highway. This after Berrien County Commissioners approved a resolution Thursday night for that. Commissioner Ezra Scott helped to usher through the move to honor the two state police troopers who were shot and killed by a drunk driving suspect way back on December 31st, 1971.
I knew them well. They were good people. There was a tragic, tragic thing that happened. And I promised both families that if I got elected as county commissioner, I would do something about this.
Scott presented signs to Rampe's family at the meeting. For years, they thought it was up to the state to do it, but it's a county road. So it was up to Berrien County to get that done. The signs given to the family matched the ones that have been posted up for a couple of weeks. Berrien County Parks Director Brian Bailey working on improvements to Galeen River County Park. He updated the county board Thursday that he's applied for a state grant to cover $300,000 of the $530,000 needed to add a new round of amenities.
We want to clean the front up a little bit and make that more attractive. And then the parking area, we want to asphalt and expand the current gravel parking area that's there now. And then on our switchback trail, we want to basically hard surface that with cement.
That would reduce erosion. They're also looking to add better restrooms. Bailey telling us the county acquired the property in 2001, and in 2012 they were approached by the Pokagon Fund with a plan on how to improve it. That's how it wound up with the elevated walkway in 2014. As the park grows in popularity, Bailey wants more to be done. You'll know more about the chances of getting the state grant later this year. Well, voters will decide in November on a $21 million improvement bond for Lakeshore Public Schools.
The Board of Education and the superintendent have been discussing the idea for months with a plan to spend the money on parking lot work, door and window replacements, electric upgrades, and improvements to the high school auditorium. They'll move ahead with the bond question following a meeting this week, according to the Herald Palladium. Lakeshore Superintendent Philip Freeman tells us the bond is the second half of what was needed when a $36 million bond was approved by voters in 2013. He also notes tax rates will not go up as a result of this new 25-year bond because it happens to come along just as a millage is expiring. Andrew Green reporting.
Girls on the Run of Berrien County is making some changes. It's due to the Van Buren-Cass St. Joseph County Girls on the Run program becoming part of it. Berrien Girls on the Run director Julie Boss tells WSJM News the national program wanted some consolidation, so essentially Berrien will take over the other county operations. It's not going to affect next spring's Girls on the Run event, though, in Berrien Springs.
We're actually going to be holding two events. The number of girls that we anticipate for the program is just too large for us to hold it at a single venue in any of the counties. So Berrien County will continue to have its 5K at the Berrien County Youth Fairgrounds.
There will also be a separate 5K program for the girls in the Van Buren, Cass, and St. Joseph counties. Girls on the Run is a program for girls between 3rd and 8th grades in which they're taught health and self-esteem. Culminates with a big 5K every year. Registrations for next year open up in December. A double murder case from early 2016 is finally heading to trial. Alex Perez was in court Tuesday, was bound over. The judge found enough evidence for the case to proceed. Prosecutors say he killed Renee Mitchell and her father John at their home near Coloma January 15th of last year. They were beaten to death. Perez was later found in Colorado with Renee Mitchell's car and the two young daughters he'd had with her. Renee's relative, Stephanie Kapicheski, telling us she had known the two had a troubled relationship.
I did know that he was abusive towards her, but I did not any way, shape, or form think that it would come to this. I didn't think it was that serious.
She's just glad there could be justice for the family. Perez was found competent for trial earlier this month, and that trial gets underway October 17th. St. Joseph City Commissioners this week taking the biggest step they needed to in order to help Whirlpool's tech center expand and move forward. Monday, they approved a commercial rehabilitation district certificate for the area of Upton Drive where the tech center work would happen. Rob Cleveland of Cornerstone Alliance telling us the next step is to get support from the Michigan Economic Development Corporation.
The city of St. Joe took a huge step forward tonight, and the process really works with local support before we get state support. So we've presented this project to the state of Michigan last month. They needed to see that the city of St. Joe supported it, which now we've taken that step.
MEDC support could come in a variety of different forms. Whirlpool is planning to invest $35 million in the tech center, adding a new building, renovating the existing one. State Senator Tanya Shoemaker pleads that Governor Snyder has signed into law legislation that bans female genital mutilation in the state. She tells us there were many mechanisms to prosecute somebody responsible for the practice being carried out, but she wanted it illegal on the state level.
FGM is illegal already under federal law, but we had no law in Michigan dealing with the specifics of it, nor did we have any kind of penalties or clawbacks for anyone who would transport. Usually it's the parents that transport a child into the state to have the procedure carried out.
New laws prompted by the case of a couple of Minnesota girls who were brought to Metro Detroit by their families to have that done. Well, Kid Rock could be running for the U.S. Senate in Michigan. He has not yet filed any campaign documents. He said late Thursday night he doesn't have to for 2 weeks. He launched KidRockForSenate.com website and tweeted a major announcement is coming in the future. Music fans at the Metallica show in Comerica Park this week, not exactly sure what to make of it.
I can't say it's likely, but I'd be willing enough to hear his platform and who he was running against.
I don't know. It's getting all crazy anyway, so it depends on how much Kid Rock tweets.
Incumbent U.S. Senator Debbie Stabenow is taking it seriously. She put out a fundraising email just afterwards saying she's not sure if it's real or a publicity stunt, but says after Donald Trump's surprising win last year, everything needs to be looked at seriously. She also tweeted, she and Rock share a love of music, but added, I concede he's better at playing the guitar. I'll keep doing what I do best, fighting for Michigan. And county fair season in Michigan, in Southwest Michigan, starts this weekend. The Van Buren County Youth Fair runs July 15th through the 22nd. And that's a look at the week that was, ending on July 14th of 2017. In the WSJM Newsroom, I'm Michael Arney.